I'd like to make an announcement. We are going to reschedule under other the presentation of the 2011 Spend Analysis and Action Strategies Report. That will be presented at the April 24th finance meeting. Okay, I'd like to recognize who's around the table with us so far. Councilman Smiley, Councilmember Kilpatrick, Councilman Weiner, Councilmember Diller, Councilman Retta. I'm John, Councilman John Cartier, and this is my aide, Christina Blumendahl, taking the notes today. With that, we have nothing under the consent calendar. We have other resolutions under consideration. Resolution 12-046, approving the refund of sewer funds paid in error. I'm going to floor manage that. I'd like to throw out a lifeline to someone from finance today who can explain the refund of taxes paid in error. We have, as a matter of business, generally, where we have all these accounts in the county, we periodically receive overpayments and we correct that. Yes, sir. Please identify yourself for the record.
Steve Cunliffe, Office of Finance. This is made up of actually two refunds, one for $1,337. One for $200,346, each case related to
Okay, that is related to sewer, you're saying?
Yes.
Sewer accounts. Okay, thank you very much. Any questions for members of council? Any questions for members of the public? We're going to move on to the next resolution. I don't know that we have sponsors here available, but we can definitely begin the discussion.
Motion on the minutes.
Okay. I'd like to recognize second. That Councilman Bell's joined us. A motion on the minutes and a second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed?
Before somebody leaves.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that. We'll give us a minute here because we've got Councilman Sheldon is also, like to note that Councilman Sheldon is also joining at the table. Councilman Sheldon, not to put any pressure on you.
We're right there.
A minute. Resolution 12-047, authorizing county executive to execute a settlement agreement and other documents necessary to accept land donation from Bass Properties Incorporated.
Well,
Councilman Sheldon.
Yes. I think it's in today's paper and so forth. I mean, I can talk more onto it, but I think I'm just going to let Greg in here.
The other way.
There he is. No, he's saying no. Why? All right, why do you startle me?
You don't wipe that bead of sweat off?
I'd like to turn this over, Mr. Cartier, to Greg Wilson, the CA. You know.
Greg Wilson,
he's up now.
And our
Chief
legal.
County Attorney, the floor is yours.
Thank you. This resolution relates to the end of the litigation, a settlement proposal that's been advanced between the parties and relating to the Liera litigation. We have two matters pending. One was a matter before the Public Service Commission, which is still pending before the Public Service Commission. And there was an initial ruling. It went to Superior Court back before the Public Service Commission. And then the county filed a chancery court action to address the other issues that the Superior Court said were beyond the jurisdiction
of
the
PSC. One moment, please. I'd like to recognize Councilman Street and Councilman Hollins have joined us at the table.
Those items being any money owed to the county and the eventual ownership of the land, which the PSC had initially awarded to the county, but the Superior Court said that was beyond their authority. So based on that, the county filed a chancery court action. We took discovery in the case. The only assets the Bass has is the property. And as part of this settlement agreement, this would you're authorizing the county executive to approve the settlement agreement, and also that the county will accept the land donation that's being made by Bass. The land in question is the approximately 35 acres that consists of lagoons as well as the spray fields of Liera. So this would mean that the county would become the owner of that property. The property is valued in excess of what the debt that Bass was alleged to owe the county in the litigation. So we're satisfied with that, accepting it. It's the only asset they have, so it's a reasonable resolution in the fact that the county doesn't have a strong likelihood of being able to recover any additional funds. If any council members have any specific questions about the strategy in the litigation that might impact the settlement agreement, I'd ask that we reserve those for an executive session that is also noticed that we could hold today if necessary. But council may be familiar enough with this to handle any general questions in open session.
Any questions from members of council? Councilman Sheldon?
I guess I'll speak on it. Greg and I talked a little bit at length about this. I'm sure Mr. Powers did too. I'm not going to speak for him. We did talk, Greg, about someday that this could be environmentally, if needed to be done or something, and the land could be sold as an asset to the county in years to come.
Well, the property would be owned by the county, so presently it's used as a sewer facility. At some point in time, it may be available to be used if the county runs a pipeline. Out that direction, which eventually would probably happen. The property could be used for some other purpose, depending on a number of factors. But it could be open space, it could be something else.
Just something, because constituents will want to know the money value and of the land itself.
There's been an appraisal done by the Bass Properties, and Bass Properties has valued it at $2,500,000. However, the county is not taking any position of the accuracy of that valuation, but we're satisfied that the valuation exceeds what is owed to the county with regard to the additional capital expenditures it's put into the facility and was at issue in the lawsuit.
Okay.
Any other questions for members of council? Okay, I have a question, if I could. What percentage of the 35 acres is occupied by the actual lagoons for the spray irrigation?
Let's see if we have somebody from Special Services who might be able to respond to that level of detail.
Tony Schiavi, Special Services. The treatment facility consists of two ponds. One's a treatment pond and it holds 143 million gallons. The other one is a treatment lagoon and it holds 9.4 million gallons. I don't know what the square footage or acreage is of that. It's just, we just have the volume.
Just the rough concept, is half of it lagoons, a third of it?
No, it's the spray facility, I think, is majority of the land.
Majority of it.
Okay. I would say maybe 5 acres total for the two ponds, if I had to guess.
Mm-hmm. The two ponds are?
Yeah. 5 to 10.
Okay.
And then the spray.
Okay. All right, I'm clear. Yes, yes, sir.
Wayne Merritt, Special Services. I'd say that the spray fields take about 60% of the total part.
And then you have the holding ponds.
Right.
Going to Councilman Sheldon's point about valuation and what the asset's worth, should we move away from spray treatment to connect into the sewer? I mean, is it feasible in your opinion? Anybody can jump in and answer that this land can be sold for development down the road, or is that a very unknown situation?
I think that would be speculative to try to suggest what the future use of land might be at this point in time.
Councilman Weiner.
Yes. Greg, what's the timeline for resolution of this matter should this be approved by council?
I don't believe we have a date certain, but it would be promptly.
Thanks.
The land transaction would take a little bit of time. The lawyers would have to do that. And signing the documents, once we sign the document, we know we're moving forward. So that would probably be done promptly. Bass has already signed their proposal.
Do you see any impediment to clear title?
I'm not aware of any.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Any other questions for members of council on this matter? I have one quick follow-up question. So we're unknown as to future disposition of the property. Are we aware, do we have a clear idea, I hope we do, of how much we have as a county out of our sewer funds paid in the takeover and maintenance and rectification of the problems at that facility? Do we have a dollar amount?
Yes.
We can put out there? Go ahead.
My understanding is the capital expenditures to date. $468,041.46.
Those are all the funds?
Those are the capital expenditures
on the
plant itself.
Okay, how about operating?
Well, the operating expenses go on. I mean, we have operating expenses that go on.
Okay.
For that as well as every other part of our sewer system.
Okay. Any other questions from members of council? Anybody? Councilmember Kilpatrick.
But the operating is covered by a fee to the residents?
The residents pay a fee for their sewer service, which is the same fee that every resident pays. We don't divide it up according to how far you are from the sewer plant, how many miles of pipe go to your house, and so forth.
But since we've taken this over, they're being billed for sewer by the county
and everybody else's.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions from members of council? Any comments or questions from the public? Moving on to the next item on the agenda, ordinances. Ordinance 12-030, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, I'd like to speak to ordinance 12-030 and 12-031 at the same time. We discussed this previously. I brought before council, suspended the rules to allow me to transfer the allocated grant funds in my account for the summer youth program. 12-30 reduces the council operating budget by the $7,500, and 12-031 allocates those funds to the summer recreation camps grant.
Any questions, comments from members of council? It's always, from my point of view, good to fund summer recreation for deserving youth in Newcastle County. So I'm very glad that Councilman Smiley's gone ahead and done that. Any other comments from members of council? Any comments from members of the public? Okay. Ordinance number 12-032, Council President Kovac. Is Brand here to speak for him? Or can anybody speak on this ordinance? It's a pay plan and rates ordinance for our non-union classified service employees, and adopted class specification of stormwater inspection supervisor. Yes, ma'am, you're the lifeline.
Yeah.
Please identify yourself for the record.
Colony Kimberly, Human Resources. This is a new class specification that's being recommended as a result of a position classification study. The current incumbent is a public works inspector in the stormwater inspection section. We have representatives here from the Department of Special Services as well as the stormwater program coordinator if you have any technical questions about the requirements for the position. The new title was recommended for approval by the Human Resources Advisory Board, and now it's before you be recommended at pay grade 23.
Okay. Comments from members of council? Yes. Councilman Wong.
Yes, I'm pleased to support this. I would just like to understand the additional responsibilities that warrant the upgrade.
From the HR standpoint, the primary responsibility is the addition of there's additional inspectors that have been assigned. Mm-hmm. So the inspector, in addition to doing the inspections, is also supervising other inspectors doing mm-hmm. the same duties. Mm-hmm. And I'll defer to special services if they have anything to add. Mm-hmm.
Ellie Mortensavi, the stormwater program coordinator with the Department of Special Services. I'm the supervisor for this position, and as all of councilmen and women know, our stormwater facilities are the number of the total of the facilities in increasing every year. And under our MPDS federal permit, we are obligated to inspect them annually, including residential, commercial, and industrial facilities. For example, back in 2007, we had over 1,000 facilities to inspect. For 2012, we have over 1,600 facilities to inspect. So not only it's a matter of the inspection, but also meeting with the representative of the communities and also our other commercial owners and industrial owners, we have to go back for the follow-up inspection. So usually it takes like three visits per each site. And up to like two weeks ago, we had just one inspector who's actually is the person who wants to, we want to promote her to the supervisory position. That's, she was in charge of all the inspections and I was reviewing all the inspections at the same time because of the more responsibility and more facilities every year. We realize that she's working out of her job spec because she's doing more than she was supposed to. And especially with her hiring another inspector, she has to manage the other inspector to train him and show him the database, how to work and how to inspect the facility. So that's why we thought that she needs to promote to a supervisory position. So.
Thank you for your comprehensive response.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any other comments or questions? Yes, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess when you look at the qualified folks within the department, is it the intent to have this as a promotional opportunity, or is this reclassification going to be posted both internally and externally?
Helen McKinley, Human Resources. The intent is to reclassify the incumbent who's currently performing those duties.
Okay. Thank you.
I just was informed that Council President Kovac has been delayed, but he will attend the meeting as we go forward. Any other questions, comments or questions from the public? Okay, next agenda point, Ordinance 12-035, Councilman Hollins and Councilwoman Diller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This would allow for the realignment of NSP2 funds to include a down payment settlement help program, and that will allow $10,000 for eligible applicant to purchase a home in the NSP eligible census tracts.
Any other questions? I know that we've had a tremendous success working with the federal neighborhood stabilization program, recorded a lot of houses being converted from vacancy to home ownership, and now I guess we're going to also help with down payment assistance as well to mm-hmm. aid in that process of taking homes out of vacancy. Councilman Weiner.
How stable, no pun intended, is the Neighborhood Stabilization Program funds? Does anyone know what's proposed by the feds for the next fiscal year?
Well, I think that we've already gotten that from as part of our budget, but mm-hmm. the general manager and one of the people that's responsible can respond to that.
Yeah, Marcus Henry, General Manager of Community Services. It's a great program. Unfortunately, it was one-time fund, so we're not going to get any additional funds. We are generating program income out of this program to help sustain it, but that's, we're not expecting any more allocations for this.
Okay, thank you. Disappointing.
Any other questions, comments from members of council? Councilman Smiley?
Oh, no.
No.
Lice.
Okay. Any comments, questions from the public on this ordinance? Moving through the agenda, ordinance number 12-036. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Before we begin, I'd just like to recognize Council President Kovac has joined us at the table.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This ordinance is to provide for the installation of Granville with ribs and standard pole streetlights and the development of Silver Maple Farms subdivision located in St. George's 100 and for a light tax base on the cost of the streetlights. This is an over 55 community that's under construction and is located on Bayview Road.
Okay. It's a very common request coming from the developer to provide lights for this new development. and I think we had an extensive meeting at one point on all these different light options. So, very good. Any other questions from members of council? Questions from the public? Okay, items J, K, and L, we have none on the agenda. Moving on to other, council's fiscal year 2012 and fiscal year 2013 budget update. Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, I tried to reduce this to make it as brief as possible, so just allow me to go through it if I can, and we'll be looking for a motion. As a result of the state-mandated 2.8% CPI increase for council members, council employee compensation increases, and retroactive employee evaluation increases, council salary compensation costs have increased by $32,898. However, two aides have been hired at a rate less than those they replace, causing council to realize a savings of $14,409. In addition, the county auditor has agreed to fund the increases related to his office from the auditor's FY 2012 budget. The net effect is that we need to transfer $8,700 from the FY 2012 contingency fund to the salary line to cover the balance of FY 2012. This will leave a contingency fund balance of $83,800 for the next 3 months, which I'm very hopeful I think should be sufficient. And we'll need to pass an FY 2013 council budget adjustment ordinance during our FY 2013 ratification process to account for the increases in the next fiscal year. So at this point, I would make a motion that council transfer $8,700 from the contingency fund line to the salary line for the balance of FY 2012 to meet our requirements.
Yep. Just a question. I'm pleased to support it.
We have a motion on the table. Do we have a second?
I'd just like to see it in writing so that we could, I mean, it's hard for me. I don't learn orally.
Take a look at it?
Well, some other council members might like to have a copy, too.
That's fine. I'll make copies and put it in everybody's box. It didn't require a resolution or anything. It's not going in my pocket.
No, I understand. I can't really put my hands around it until I see it.
I'll give you this. If you want more, I could have broke it down into each individual person's pay and everyone else. I didn't think that's where we were going.
Oh, okay. Is this something that we've
done before?
Yeah.
Basically, we have a shortfall. To go a little deeper, we have a shortfall in our salary line because there were some employee evaluations that were not done in a timely basis, so they weren't included in our budget.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some pay increases, and the 2.8% CPI as mandated by the state in the council member salaries, which we did not have in our possession when we did the FY 2012 budget. Now, in the past, we have had funds in other parts of our budget where we were able to move, as some of these were. But we've trimmed our budget to the point where there aren't funds available where we can move in out. And taking it from contingency, everyone on council decided some while back that anything being moved from contingency of any relevance needed to come before council. So that's why I'm bringing it. If it was we were able to move from one part, one line to another other than contingency, we wouldn't need to have this discussion. But that's why.
Okay.
But it's all in internal council finances, nothing anywhere else.
All right. Yeah, I'd just like to get a copy of the paperwork.
No problem. Give a photocopy, give everybody a copy of what I put together. That's
appreciate
all.
It. Thank
no
you.
No problem.
Council President?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One of the things I guess may be missing from the complete picture is you mentioned the CPI increase, but what I didn't hear was the, I guess, most council members, I'm not sure if all or not, but most, I think, maybe all, maybe not, but voluntarily gave 2.5% healthcare surcharge, I guess, back to
healthcare
back to the county. Where did that money go, I guess, and is that, I mean, I would imagine that is more than sufficient to cover this or offset the increases that occurred.
No, because the 2.5%
went somewhere else.
The 2.5% from council members, it's still in our budget. That's contributed back. We can't reduce. So that's why that's not there to offset, because each council member actually can designate where they want their 2.5% to go, to libraries, to police, back to the general fund account to help balance the budget. So that will constantly be part of the budget.
I got you.
Okay, so yeah, so
even as with, if I can, even as with the other employees of council, it goes back towards our health care. So it's still part of the council's budget.
Okay, right, so on our quote, our budget of our snapshot of what we're spending, even though we're reducing that, depending upon where it's going, it's not include, that reduction isn't included
correct.
In our budget.
Because that is actually an individual reduction. On council's part, it's optional. On part of the employees, it was not. But because it's not taking, you know, in advance of the budget, and it's actually contributed back as part of health care, it still needs to be part of the budget because it's coming out on a monthly basis. Great.
And just a follow-up question, Mr. Chair, the contingency fund, this is one of the appropriate uses of that contingency fund.
Yeah, it's to make up for unforeseen, and this was, you know,
unforeseen.
Okay.
This was unforeseen.
If you could, Councilman Smiley, could you just restate the amount that we need to remove from the contingency again in your proposal, just so I can have in my mind that figure.
Just so I'm absolutely honest, as I always try to be. The numbers actually come specifically to $8,637. What I'm asking is that we transfer $8,700.
Okay. Is the council salary judgment adjustment part of that as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Any other questions from members of council, comments? Okay, any other questions, comments from the public? All right, we have a motion on the table.
I second.
And we should go ahead and take a vote. All those in favor of the salary, all the adjustments needed to our budget with the removal from the contingency of state, the amount again, please, sir?
$8,700.
All those in favor, signifying by saying aye.
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 All those opposed. Okay, moving on.
Just to reiterate, there'll be a copy of this in everyone's box as soon as this meeting's over.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Under other presentation on community economic development grants. Yes, I see someone's hand up.
Kristen Dwyer, the executive office. This presentation was actually done at the last finance committee, so there is no update or there is no presentation on the community economic development grants at this time. And the ordinance was passed at the last county council meeting. That is an error.
Just title it.
Okay.
Can we title it?
Excuse me, sir?
Can we just title it today? Say what the title is of what the last meeting was?
It was the finance.
Council Moretta was speaking.
I was answering his question. Kristen Dwyer, executive office. Is it the last finance?
Right. Can you just title it today of what it was at the last meeting? Just say that how it was titled last time?
I'm not sure, actually.
I have a question. Have you received any applications yet for the community economic development grants?
No.
Okay. And that program has $50,000 available.
Yes.
And we're going to award, I guess, three grants. Is that the idea? Do we have a number of grants? How we're going to cut up those funds? Or no?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to get back to you, Kristen Dwyer, from the executive office.
Okay. That's Carl Kalbacher who's got that. Okay. All right.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Council President Kovac.
Thank you. The county didn't start accepting applications for this program yet, did they?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we didn't want people to misunderstand that the application process had started yet.
Council Member Kilpatrick.
Are we getting copies of the application? So that we can...
Kristen Dwyer, executive office, I will confirm with Carl Kalbacher that you will receive a copy of the application.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. With that, any comments from members of the public on community economic development grants? Okay. Expense and revenue roundtable. Any comments or any offering ideas from members of council? Any comments? Perspectives. I think, you know, just generally speaking, I think we've done a really good job in managing this county government in a very difficult economy, and I think we have pretty much gone in every area to find savings and efficiencies, and I want to compliment the administration on that and urge them to continue that process, because certainly this economy is not showing any real growth in it so far, in our area at least. So any other comments, questions? Expense and revenue roundtable, anything from the public? Okay, grant applications. Council grant applications. All right. Blackbird Community Center. Councilman Powers, not in attendance.
That's wrong. I didn't get it either.
Okay, thank you.
I had to go get my ear.
All right, there you go. Sorry about that. Waterford Mobile Homeowners Association. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This grant, it's a small grant of $500, would assist the rather large community of Waterford, a mobile home village, to turn around and assist with a community type day. It's something that they try to do each year, but the cost of underwriting that to get civic involvement, they do a cleanup and everything and whatnot. So I volunteered to provide $500 to the development of Waterford City Community.
I'm very familiar with the Waterford, and I applaud your effort on their behalf, sir.
Thank you.
We have a motion on table to approve $500 for the Waterford homeowners. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Not voting, Council President. Okay. Greater Newark Baseball League, Inc. Councilwoman Diller.
Yes. This is an additional grant of $500 to the Greater Newark Baseball League. They offer scholarships for kids who can't afford to play baseball. And so between the money that they've raised in other places and these funds, every kid in that Route 4 corridor who wants to play baseball will be able to play baseball this year. So it's a very simple proposal.
I applaud your funding of youth activities for underprivileged kids, and I know the area you're talking about needs certainly help, and I would like to make a motion for $500 for the Greater Newark Baseball League Incorporated.
Do a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Not voting.
Okay. Councilman Smiley not voting. Council President not
voting. Go Phillies. There's a good team coming up in there.
Okay. Newark High School PTSA.
Yes.
Councilman Diller once again.
Yes. Following the lead of my colleagues from the Brandywine area, the kids in the 5th District go actually to all three high schools, Christina, Newark, and Glasgow. So I'm trying to work with the PTSAs to do activities that the kids can all participate in. So Newark actually was able to put together their application, but this is for the after prom activities, which I think are just really great. They keep kids safe, and we're going to try and do something at every high school. So that's the proposal.
You have a motion on that?
I would move $500 to the Newark High PTSA.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Not voting.
Council President, Councilman Smiley not voting. Okay, Fox Point Babe Ruth Incorporated. This is my grant request. The Fox Point Babe Ruth League, they regularly play on our River Road Park fields. They've been there for many, many years. And this is a to help them with their field maintenance and ongoing expenses that they have using those fields. So I'd like to make a motion to move $500 out of my grant account for the Fox Point Babe Ruth Incorporated League.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay, not voting. Okay. Stork Village of Marshallton Civic Association, Councilman Retta.
Thank you. With this every year, they have a public
get-together, so to speak, and it's been expanding throughout the area of Marshallton, all the way down into Stanton, and some places down towards Clare Estates, which is in back of Best Buy. And every year it's been getting bigger and bigger, and I've donated every year on this and I'd like to continue.
Okay, you'd like to make a motion?
Wasn't that the one I'm helping you with?
I thought you were.
Okay. I don't know if it's on there. I didn't
it's
get
not.
The page. I'd like to contribute $500.
Where he's going to go $500. So we had to
okay.
modify
$500.
This.
Want to make a motion on this?
Like to modify the price on there. It says $750. It'll actually be $1,000, and it'll be Councilman mm-hmm. Sheldon and myself giving $500 apiece.
Yes. Okay, please. We have a motion to modify the grant. Do we have a second on that?
Second.
All those in favor of modifying the grant?
Aye.
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 Okay, let's have a motion to approve the grant. Want to have a motion to approve the grant?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of approving the grant?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
I voted.
Okay. With that, we'll conclude the grants portion of the meeting. And moving on, we're moving on very well today. We have a travel request under consideration. Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. This is a travel request for the NACO Allegheny County Annual Conference for 2012. As you know, there's a number of federal grants and program ideas and funding ideas that we try to bring back from these and look forward to bringing back some value and making a report to council if the trip is approved.
Councilman Smiley.
Just for clarification, Councilman Warner, is this as in the past where you're doing it early in order to meet the filing, the discount on the filing fees out of your 2012 account and then the balance come out of the 2013?
That is correct. Also, I learned that US Air is merging with another airline and that they put out an alert saying that the cost would triple. So by buying early as well, I was able to minimize
that's
the travel
the
expense.
Implementation of a new psychiatric test the pilots have to undergo.
Okay.
Councilman Redda?
Yeah, just a question Councilman Weiner could answer.
Yes.
On your first page, the second part of your first page, go down to number 3 on the county destination, county of destination.
Yes.
Okay, it says county, it says Washoe County in Nevada.
Yes, my...
but that's not where you're going, right?
My crusty aide, Lou Hinkle, forgot to update that, and my eagle eye didn't catch it.
I just wanted to bring it up because I know, you know, when you hire a handicap.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Handicap, they missed it on the front page, too. Just on the front page. But I'll have that all corrected. It was passed out for George Mullen.
Just to clarify for the record, Bob, where what county are you attending and where is this going to be?
This is in Allegheny County, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last year's.
Just one comment. NACO is the voice for America's counties, and they have now enrolled every county in the United States of America as part of this organization, which does the brunt of the lobbying work on the Hill, in Capitol Hill, for programs like community development block grants and all the kind of federal pass-through dollars and programs that we rely on. So, very important organization. I will not attend this, but I'm glad we are having representation there at the meeting. Would you like to make a motion, Councilman?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay. Travel request for NACO approved. Councilman Weiner. Councilman Tackett's joining us at the table. Is there any need by the members of council to go into executive session, discuss pending litigation and strategy, and obtain advice from legal counsel? I don't think we're seeing that need here today. Do you want to?
That was just in the event there was a question that arose regarding the air matter that was
yes.
But I believe council has a question to answer.
Okay. With that, we'd like to move on to public comment. Do we have any comments from the public? Okay.
Your timing is perfect.
We have a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Council members, your copy.
Thank you.
Market office, another meeting.
That is so evil. Thank you.